Hey everyone, Rob here, and today I'm joined by Jerry.
Hey, what's up, guys?
And it is day two of our 12 combos of Christmas. And again, these are all modern-centric combos, and we have a new one for today. Today we're going to be talking about Hammer Time.
That's right. It's the newest combo in Modern. Matter of fact, it's a Tier 1 deck choice right now, and it is, if you're interested in combos, relatively speaking, inexpensive compared to the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, it comes in at about $650 or so, it looks like.
Much cheaper than your Jund lists.
Yes, significantly so, or your control lists. But looking at this deck, though, it's a pretty big, like, one-hit-you're-dead kind of deck, right?
Definitely. There's a couple of creatures in here that are to note. In some versions, we'll play... there isn't one hard set version. You have a white and a red version. Or okay. A white version, a white-red version, and then all the versions that play Lurrus. Ink Moth Nexus is ideal. The goal of the combo is to use the copy of the card Sigarda's Aid, one mana white enchantment. It says, you may cast aura and equipment spells as though they have flash. When an equipment enters the battlefield under your control, you may attach it to a creature you control. And the namesake of the deck itself, Colossus Hammer, is a one mana artifact equipment. Equipped creature gets +10/+10 until and +10/+10 and loses flying, and the equip cost of 8. So obviously, for one mana, stick that on Ink Moth Nexus at instant speed is going to kill them.
Absolutely, because Ink Moth Nexus is going to have infect and 10 infect damage or 11 infect, you're dead. So it can be a very quick combo then.
Yes, it can win as soon as
what is that? Turn 3.
Turn 3, yeah. Mox Opal banned, turn 3.
Yep. And probably a good reason that Mox Opal was banned, because this is an just incredibly fast combo. A lot of people were looking at this whenever Sigarda's Aid got spoiled, because I believe Sigarda's Aid came out after Colossus Hammer came out. No, actually, Sigarda's Aid was Eldritch Moon, so it was when Colossus Hammer came out
before it. The thing is people looked at it and they're like, oh, this is cool. I can make my Boggles an instant speed deck. And, that's not really a combo deck. That's more of a grindy get there. I have just enough enchantments to kill you deck.
Yeah.
This is a true combo. I'm going to play this Colossus Hammer and we're going to end your life.
Now, I mean, you only have 4 copies of this Colossus Hammer in your deck. So do we have anything else that can help us get this Colossus Hammer so we can go ahead and just hammer time it?
Absolutely. To start, you have your 4 Stoneforge Mystic. Needs no introduction, but 1/2/2 searches your library for an equipment, puts it in your hand, and you may pay 2, tap it, put the equipment on the battlefield. And then you have Steel Shaper's Gift. 1 white mana sorcery from Fifth Dawn. Search your library for an equipment card, reveal it, put it into your hand, then shuffle your library. Ideally, you'll just want it in your hand so you can Sigarda's Aid it onto the battlefield.
Absolutely.
This is where the red versions come in. You don't currently, the list you're looking at, Rob, is just the white version.
Yep.
But if you splash red, you get the card Magnetic Theft. 1 mana instant, equip an equipment to a creature you control.
Ooh, there we go. Well, what other supporting cast then do we have for this deck? Because, like, again, the Sigarda's Aid, we only have 4 copies of that. With Colossus Hammer having an equip cost of 8, there has to be other redundancy that we have in this deck, right?
Of course. Between Pure Steel Paladin and Mishra's Bauble, this is your advent of gaining card advantage, as well as Pure Steel Paladin making the equip cost of Colossus Hammer 0 when you have 3 or more artifacts, when you have Metalcraft.
Utilizing Metalcraft.
Yep, and it's easy to obtain because you're also playing Memnites and Ornithopters.
Okay.
And Ink Moth Nexus is an artifact creature when you animate it. As for additional equipment of choice here, you have a Paradise Mantle, which is a 0 mana equipment for equip of 1. Equip creature has tap, add 1 mana of any color to your mana pool. That turns a creature into a Birds of Paradise in a pinch. And being a 0 mana artifact, it's just another way to turn on the Pure Steel Paladin. Shadow Spear is another singleton copy you see in a lot of these decks. It's 1 mana. Equip creature gets +1/+1, has trample and lifelink. And then 1... : permanent to your opponent's control, lose hexproof and indestructible until the end of turn. I don't think I've ever seen the middle ability ever get played, but giving trample to a thing holding the Colossus Hammer is important, because the downside of the Colossus Hammer is It actually doesn't give trample, and you lose flying. So your Ornithopter is going to be a 10-14 ground pounder.
Right.
You got to keep that in mind.
Yep. You do lose flying.
We do have Old Affinity Technology and Springleaf Drum. Along with your 0-mana artifact creatures, this does go. You do go from 1 to 3 mana on turn 2. And Cranial Plating, single copy. Old Affinity card here. 2 mana. Equip creature gets +1/+0 for each artifact you control. Equip cost is 1. And if you have 2 black available, you can attach Cranial Plating to a creature you control. As far as the deck is concerned, its mana sources, it contains... 1 Godless Shrine, 4 Inkmoth Nexus, 4 Marsh Flats, 4 copies of Silent Clearing to find additional copies, 6 Snow-Covered Plains, and 1 of your choice of White Fetch. In this list, it was a Windswept Heath. Thinning your deck, finding the pieces you need to get you to do your thing. All in all, pretty simple deck. It can grind. You have Lurrus of the Dream Den as your companion. You use Lurrus to buy back your dudes. It also buys back all of your equipment in your deck. Pure upsides.
Absolutely. Whenever you're piloting this deck or something, a big thing that always comes into play whenever you pick up a deck is when to mulligan. What are you looking for that you would think would be a good keep for this deck?
A good keep, you need to be doing something on turn one that's relevant.
Okay.
It needs to be either a creature or an enchantment.
Okay. Or even like... your Steel Shaper's Gift, I think you want to be careful with that because you don't want to put an equipment in your hand that you can't play the next turn because that...
Exactly. That's why I was very specific. You need to be playing a creature on turn one or the Sigarda Zaid on turn one.
Gotcha.
And then your turn two needs to be some type of equipment or a tutor effect for an equipment.
Okay.
One of the best opening hands you can have is like turn one, we'll say Silent Clearing... Ornithopter, Giver of Runes, turn two, Sigarda's Aid, Colossus Hammer.
Okay.
That's one of your better starts right there.
Yeah, and it's a pretty straightforward list. Definitely up and coming right now on Magic Online. Definitely. I think
it's great it's great on saving time. That's why it's popular there too.
Yep. As compared to some of our other combo decks that we're going to be discussing, there could be a lot of clicking involved. It could take a lot of cycling of things to occur, and it's just not feasible with Magic Online, because when you demonstrate the loop online, you're reliant on your opponent then accepting that and conceding to it. And sometimes you just don't get that online, whereas in an actual tournament setting, you get to demonstrate the loop, and then the judge will come in if needed and state, okay, yes, you indeed are at 1 billion life, or you are going to burn them for 1 billion damage.
Yep. Let's talk about additional sideboard cards here real quick.
Yeah.
Honestly, this is one of the weirder sideboards you'll ever see, because it doesn't actually play much to protect its combo.
Yeah, I've noticed that. It's more proactive on stopping your opponent.
It's very soft to other types of combo for that fact. So Nile Spellbomb and Pithing Needle are both in to stop various combos in the format, alongside 4 copies of Thoughtseize. Oriok Champion is your hedge against the best prowess deck we have ever seen.
Yep.
And 4 copies of that is justified. And then 2 copies of Unearth to allow you to go the long game.
Absolutely. Because then that allows you to get your creature back onto the field and proceed on. Again, all in all, very simplistic build, I would say. It's all just circling around being able to get this Colossus Hammer, slapping it on a creature, and again, slapping your opponent for a significant amount of damage.
And I believe you can turn two kill with this list, actually.
Okay.
Bit of a reach here.
Okay. Let's talk about that dream that would be a potential turn two kill. What do you got?
All right. So the first land you're going to play is your Inkmoth Nexus, and you're going to tap it for a Springleaf Drum, and you're going to play a 0-mana creature. You're going to use the 0-mana creature to drop the Sigarda's Aid. Turn 2, any land, use the 0-mana creature on the Springleaf Drum to animate your Nexus, and then use that new land you played to drop a Colossus Hammer.
Oh, there you go. That's only, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you need the Hammer 6. So, yeah, you're looking at like a perfect 6 right there.
Yeah, that's 6 cards, and between Mishra's Bauble, Pure Steel Paladins, I mean, between Mishra's Baubles, it's possible that you could just hit it. There might be lists where they remove Lurrus in the future and play Street Wraiths. That's always a possibility.
Oh, yeah, just so then you can get more cycling. Because, again, your life total, when it comes to Modern, for those that are just getting into it, that is a big resource that you have when it comes to some of these decks.
So, since the list is very new, there aren't many cards that obviously were ever banned out of it. But there are some suspicious cards people are that they're kind of going through the grapevine down through the company that they're talking about unbanning, or cards that we definitely know, like Mox Opal would have been in this deck, bar none.
Oh, 100%.
So Mox Opal, we can just say gone. And there's talk right now of a combination of artifact lands possibly coming off the ban list, or even Umezawa's Jitte. Both of those cards would be definitely in this list, or in some form or fashion.
I think it'd be a great time for them to be experimenting with the ban list right now in Modern. Real quick tangent here. Just because there's no paper competitive play going on the larger scene. So there shouldn't be too much monetary investment in paper on it. So if they have to reban it, like, all in all, the community should not be losing out on a significant amount of money. It's all going to be online play. And thankfully, with online play, with Magic Online, we have deck rental services available to us to minimize the cost that it would be. Yes, you're going to use up some of your mana trader hours or whatever your rental service is for a little bit. But in the grand scheme of things, it's not going to hurt that bad.
This deck definitely, if artifact lands got unbanned, four of the snow-covered plains would become ancient dens.
Ooh, oh yeah.
That would be the go-to.
Yeah, and for those who don't know, ancient den is the white artifact land.
Yep.
Oddly enough, the most expensive playset outside of the Marsh Flats, it's almost the Steel Shaper's Gift, the uncommon out of Fifth Dawn, because it's only been printed once. It is up there with Stoneforge Mystic and Oriok Champion playsets.
Yep. Both an Oriok Champion, man, that's a weird card because it got reprinted in Iconic Masters.
It did.
And it still holds a near $80 like price tag for a playset.
Yeah, and that's only recently, too. Just back in October, it was an $8 card. And we're seeing it at $18, $19 right now.
Now, if you want to look at more budget cards, there are a couple options you could do. This is mostly for the sideboard. You could budget out Thought Seizes into Duresses, and Oriok Champions can be Core Firewalkers.
Yep.
Those are pretty solid budget options. Can't really not play Stoneforge, Steel Shaper's Gift, or Pure Steel Paladin, or Giver of Runes. The creatures and the spells are kind of like, those are locked in place.
Yeah, and if you are running into more targeted removal in your meta, another good spell I would say that you can work into here, because we have Giver of Runes to help us, but Apostle's Blessing could be another avenue we can go.
I have actually seen that, Apostle's Blessing. There's one guy at my LGS that plays a Boros version of it, where he was playing playing Apostle's Blessing. He also had a copy of Spellskite. Just, you know, interesting older cards. Like, there is no hard and fast list right now. But there's definitely a list of, we need this hammer and we need it now. And this deck really, really does that well.
Absolutely. So closing, Jerry, you got anything more to add on Hammer Time? Oh, where would you rate this on a beginner deck? Do you think this is something that I can just sleeve up, take it to, like, say, my local Tuesday Night Magic? Or is there a good amount of gold fishing that should probably go into this? What do you think?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I give this a 3 on the difficulty scale. Pretty self-explanatory. Once the, say you're, you know, you're new to Modern, but you've played Standard, you've played some Draft, you can read Sigarda's Aid and pick up what's going down. Not really much in the way of crazy crafty stuff. The reason it's not a 1 versus that is the sideboard options are a bit like, you have to know how to fight against the meta.
Gotcha. All right, well, thanks everyone for tuning in. Greatly appreciate it. Be sure to keep an eye out for the other 10 decks that we're going to be covering here, to include our band special where we cover multiple decks. You can hear Jerry and I talk about the following coming up here soon: Ad Nauseam, Copycat, Twinless Twin, Oops All Spells, Belcher, and Neoform. But that's going to do it for us here. Again, be sure to check us out on all the social media outlets. Twitch, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. You can also catch our podcast on iTunes and Spotify and Spreaker. But y'all have a fantastic evening, and we'll talk to you next time.